Okay, this question, when we have a retreat work period that requires us to leave a sitting after 15 or 30 minutes, should we come to the meditation hall and leave early, or just practice elsewhere for that period? I think if something is part of a work, I don't know, not sure when that happens, in early morning or other times, how often that happens. But when it's part of the sort of service to the community and helping the retreat, then I think it's quite all right to come to the meditation hall, leave early. It is complicated by these doors. They are not ideal. they remind me of Abhayagiri in the early years. But for when it's an, because it's probably not more than one or two people. It's not a constant flow, so that to I think that's quite all right to leave early, but do try to be as quiet as possible. I was thinking, like this afternoon, decided to sort of extend just the sitting, and that was it might be useful if I do that again. I'm not quite sure what I'll feel like tomorrow, but if I do that again and extend that, if people could say make a decision to if you want to go out and walk, then to go ahead and do that for the whole period, and if you make a decision to sit, then to sit for the whole period. And it's quite all right to quietly shift posture or whatever if it's necessary. But these doors don't really facilitate the going in and out too comfortably. Could always check and see if there's some WD-40 as well. Having been involved in building a monastery, it's not as simple as WD-40, because it's hinges, doorknobs. I remember one time just this past year in Thailand, going to a house and going in, and it was like, you turn it on. Wow, that's a good doorknob. Wow. Boy, I wish we had something like that at the monastery.